our dreams can come true if we have the courage to pursue them. Quote, Walt Disney.
You should. I know this is a podcast. You cannot see the look of concern on the kid's face. Oh, Dad's joking on the first episode. And the lesson there is don't get hit in the head with an anvil.
The songwriting that Disney does is amazing.
Absolutely. Hey, you know what? Good talk, buddy. Hey, hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 22 of the podcast Good Talk Buddy. One dad.
One kid.
One good talk. Hey, pal.
Hi, Dad.
How you doing?
Doing pretty good.
Good. Everyone, welcome in. We appreciate you all listening, as we always do. We are into season two. This is the second episode of season two. Season one, if you didn't listen to it, it featured Mom.
Mom
joined us last week. And so it's just we're back to the kid and I on the old GTB podcast. We will have our topic of our good talk a little bit later. And we have a Gimme Two coming up. But we're going to kick off the program this week with the kid's brand new segment.
Finish the lyric.
Finish the lyric. So he is going to throw out a lyric of a song that I may or may not know.
It's a song that you probably don't know.
And then I have to attempt to finish the lyric. That's how this works?
Mm-hmm.
All right. We did it last week. I actually got the lyric last week.
You actually got the lyric last week. Mom did not.
Yeah. So fire away. Let's see how I do.
All right. This is a song that you probably don't know. I'm not prepared for the future. And then I have to try to finish the lyric.
I'm not prepared for the future.
Yeah.
My knee is filled with sutures.
No. No. Would it take another shot? It doesn't rhyme.
Yeah, future and suture.
No, like the lyric.
Oh, you're saying the lyric doesn't rhyme.
Yeah.
Because I thought my suture and future rhyme was pretty good. I'm not prepared for the future. Ain't nobody told me what's to come.
Close. Oh. Very close. I'm not prepared for the future. So many things I just don't know.
So many things. I mean, in theory.
Yeah.
I was pretty close. What is that song?
It's a song called Older by Alec Benjamin.
Older. Mm-hmm. Lord, I understand the meaning behind that song. I certainly feel older all the time. All right. Well, there you go. There's the kids finish the lyric segment. And for all of those of you who knew that song who were screaming into the void as you're listening to this, it's just the line. Sorry. I still think my knees are filled with sutures. That was me when I was 9. I fell off my bike and my knee had stitches in it. So, all right. Well, you know what it's time for right now.
Utah, give me two.
Give me two. This is our long-running segment. Where we come up with a topic and we have to list, sometimes it's our least favorite two things about the topic or the two things that we love about a certain topic. This week, our two favorite hobbies. So do you want to guess mine? You want me to guess yours?
You guess mine.
I am going to say, number one, reading.
Yep, that was ding, ding, ding,
ding. Yay.
Top of the list.
All right, and number two, I'm going to say collecting Funko Pops.
Close, that's number three. Oh. Writing music is second.
Okay, writing music is second. All right, fair enough. So you want to try to guess my two favorite hobbies?
Uh-huh. I'm going to say listening to music.
No, it's up there. It's in the top five, but it's not in the top two.
And I'm going to say doing the podcast.
Podcasting is one of my two favorite hobbies. Ding, ding. You got one out of two. The other one is songwriting.
Yeah. We both right.
So, yep, we were both right there.
Uh-huh.
There you go. Hope you have at least two favorite hobbies of yours. And as always, you can play the Gimme Two at home as a family.
Yep.
You learn a lot about
you do.
About each other when you have to list your two favorite things or your least favorite things. So, of course, Gimme Two is copyright. Copyright pending, patent pending, Good Talk Buddy podcast.
And I have a surprise Gimme Two.
Oh, a surprise Gimme Two.
Shows up on just just a few episodes.
That's right. A very special episode when surprise, give me two. All right, fire away.
Two least favorite things that you like to do.
All right. So how can something be your least favorite if you like to do it? I'm trying to clarify.
No, like the least favorite thing you do.
Okay, so the least favorite thing that you do in life.
Yes.
Okay, I got it. So do you have two written down? Because I did not write two down.
Because
I didn't know this was happening.
That's how Surprise Gimme Two works. You don't have two written down.
Oh, all right.
It's just out of the blue. Hey, you got a pop-up question.
Are you guessing mine? Am I guessing yours?
You're guessing mine.
So two least favorite things that you do. Mm-hmm. For you, I'm going to say get out of bed in the morning.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Ding. And I'm going to say clean your room.
Yeah,
that was fairly easy. Of all the things, those are the two things that you least like to do.
I'm going to say, this is hard.
This was your topic.
When you can't find the right melody to a song that you've been writing.
Well, that's frustrating, but it's not something I do every day.
Paying taxes.
That's not something. Well, I guess I do in some way pay taxes every day. But it wouldn't be my least. I actually think paying your fair share of taxes is a pretty patriotic thing to do. So, number one, I cannot believe that you didn't get this. Number one at the very tippy top of that list is sitting in traffic.
Oh, dang it.
That is my least. Driving in traffic is my absolute least favorite thing in the entire world.
I can understand that.
And I guess probably my other least favorite thing that I have to do is, I don't know. That's a really good question. I would probably say it'd have to be some sort of household chore, like, you know, running the vacuum or doing dishes. Probably dishes. I'm not a fan of doing dishes. Yeah. Well, there you go. There's your surprise for all of us involved.
Surprise,
gimme two. All right. Well, let's dive into our topic. As we mentioned last week, and if you weren't able to listen to last week's premiere episode of season two, in season two, instead of having the topic Red Solo Cup where we both wrote things down and we pull a topic out every week, we still have topics of discussion for our good talk.
Yes.
But these are things that as the kid transitions from elementary school into middle school, these are things that I just kind of felt like these are things that we should probably talk about. And, of course, they were things that we may have hit upon a little bit in season one.
And then just not talk about it for a little bit.
Yeah, but it's one of those things where I think we really get to do a deeper dive. Mm-hmm. So the topic for this episode is creativity.
Creativity.
And the way I would like to approach this is creativity and why it is important to your mental health. Why it's important to your life to find that something, at least one creative outlet, and be creative. So I will pose the question to you, kid. What are some things on the creativity tip on the creative side that you like to do, and how do those things help you become, I don't know, less stressed or just cope with life in general?
Well, that's a very easy question for me because I'm an art club myself at my school, and you went to school with a guy named Art Club.
Mm-hmm.
So
I certainly did.
Nice little reference from season one.
That's a callback to season one, yeah.
Painting.
Yeah.
Painting definitely helps me. Just if I'm stressed, just like having the stroke of the paintbrush on the canvas or something, it's just really soothing to me. I can't really explain it.
No, I think anybody that has created art understands exactly what you're talking about. That you don't have to, it's somewhat indescribable. So you don't have to try to describe it. I think anyone that has found, like I can't draw stick people.
Right.
My stick people look terrible. I am not an artist in that type of creation of art.
But I mean,
I can't paint. I can't draw. But I have known people who could paint and draw, and they say the same thing. That it's just they do it as a stress reliever. They do it not to try to become the next Rembrandt or Picasso. They're just trying to create something that wasn't there before.
Also, watching other people's creations, that's part of the reason why I watch anime. It's because you see, like, animated movies, like cartoons, seeing somebody else's drawing move on a screen and coming to life is just so fascinating. And I just think it's so cool how somebody can draw that frame by frame and then play it, and then it looks like it's moving.
Yeah.
And it's just crazy to think about.
Well, I mean, and I think we did touch upon this a little bit in season one, but when you think about it like this, think about every song you've ever heard, every television show you've ever watched, every movie you've ever watched, every book you've ever read, every painting you've ever seen, every anime, cartoon, endless. You all right?
Yeah. All right. I don't want to choke on episode 22 like Dad choked
right.
on.
so you think about that and how it was at one time a blank page or a blank canvas or just an idea in someone's mind.
Mm-hmm.
And then through the creative process and through a lot of hard work and through the work of a lot of other people supporting, especially when you're making a movie.
Right.
Or a television show. They made this creative vision come to life and created art out of that. I find that fascinating and amazing. And as somebody that has tried to create things in the past and tries to use creativity as a stress reliever and sometimes just something fun to do, it is nice to sit down with a guitar and a blank page, and a couple hours later, there's something in the universe that wasn't there before.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it sucks.
Maybe it sucks. But maybe it's good.
It cannot be any worse than that stupid, fancy Applebee's song that's on the radio now that everybody's doing the TikTok dance to.
Literally, it's just one guy singing the Applebee's menu.
Yeah. All right, so I went to Applebee's. I ordered a Bourbon Street steak and a shake and a what? Whatever, man.
I don't get it. I don't get it. It's worse than Achy Breaky Heart.
Look, there's an awful lot of bad music. However, here's the thing. There are probably, obviously, there are people out there that, for whatever reason, that craptastic song ticks a box for them, and they like it. They like doing the TikTok dance. They like, I got the Bourbon Street steak and whatever. That's fine. And they enjoy that hunk of dog poo song. And they like doing the dance. All creativity is somewhat subjective. Because we're all kind of judging a song or a piece of art or a movie. Like, you watch anime and you see something. Somebody else might watch the same thing and go, I don't get it. But to you, it speaks to you.
Uh-huh.
It's the difference between, speaking of craptastic, it's the difference between your mother enjoys the Dave Matthews Band.
Monkey Man.
Yes. I don't know what she hears when she's listening to her. I don't know what that is, but for her, it ticks a box. And she loves it. I just hear, that's all I hear. I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
Or
how mom likes Harry Potter and watches it for like the 5,000th time.
Yeah, and that's the thing with some creative art is that you can enjoy it over and over and over again. And for you, you're like, this is art. I love this. And someone else would go, that's crap. I don't know why you like that. It's awful. But whatever speaks to you from a creative standpoint, cool. You know, it's like with fashion. People talk about, well, you have to wear this and you have to wear that. Wear what you like. Wear what you think you look good in.
Just the thing.
That's what fashion is. Wear what you dig, man.
I know how to mesh fashion with music. you wear the apple bottom jeans, the boots with the fur.
That whole club was looking at her. I see. I finished the lyric. why wasn't that the dang lyric?
I don't know.
So getting back to the creativity and your approach to creativity, I know that you like art because you're in the art club and you've gone to art camp and you're going to go to art camp again this summer, and that satisfies that creative side. Any other things that you do that are creative outside of this podcast, of course?
Right. Like, this podcast is my main creativity.
Yep.
Because do it every week, unlike art club, because sometimes our leader in art club is at, like, steam meeting, whatever. But we do this sometimes every week.
And usually, yeah.
Usually. If it's not, like, the shake or, you know.
Right.
Probably songwriting. I only do it little often, and if I do come up with a song, like, I'm trying to work on a Hamilton parody right now, and if I do come up with a song, most of the time I forget to write it down, which, you know, that happens, and then it never comes back to me until, like, I use a software where I can talk with my friends outside of school, right? Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people, digital texts, stuff like that.
Yep.
And then I can look back at the messages and I see me and my friends talking about it and then I tell them the lyrics and I'm like, oh, that's what that was. So.
Well, I will say this. There are certain artists who have what I would consider creative genius. Paul McCartney, I think, the greatest songwriter, the greatest living songwriter of popular music. I think that someone like Paul McCartney literally has to create. I don't think that there's a choice. I think that he would go bananas if he did not have the outlet of creating music.
Now, Walker Hayes doesn't have to create that fancy, like...
No. But maybe... He, as a person, he does have to create. I'm sorry that he had to create that song. but maybe he does feel that way. I'm an artist. I have to create. And in doing so, probably has overcome an awful lot of roadblocks in the music business because it's hard to break through as an artist, singer, songwriter.
I think what you just described, how some people have to create, and then some people don't have to create. They just do it for funsies or whatever. I think, because this kind of turned into artists we do not like, Walker Hayes.
Somewhat, yeah.
Yeah, and to add to that, honorable mention to Kidz Bop. Ugh.
Yeah, well, I just think that all art... There's also the difference between what is commercially successful and what is not. I have heard an awful lot of great singers, great songwriters who will never become famous, ever. Just luck plays a huge role in it.
That's how I feel with some songwriters.
Yeah.
See on Spotify.
There are some great creative minds out there. And look, there are probably some amazing filmmakers who will never get a chance to make that one giant, big-budget film and that everybody gets to go see.
Because not a lot of people know that company exists.
Right. But when you think about the Star Wars, there are literally theme park rides about Star Wars now.
Exactly. Same with Marvel.
Right. At one time, those were just ideas in somebody's head. George Lucas just had this idea. And if someone had said, that's stupid, and I bet a lot of people probably did, but thank goodness he stuck with it.
Thank goodness.
Or we wouldn't have the entire Star Wars universe. Stan Lee, also kind of the same thing with the Marvel comics. I would imagine that's part of creativity in art is that there is rejection with that. And you kind of have to learn how to take that rejection and ask yourself, why am I making this? What am I doing this for? Am I doing it to make money or am I doing it because I literally can't not do it? That, I think, is the key between being a real, true artist and being somebody that just wants to be commercially successful or famous.
It's that one thought that you have in your head and you're just like, I have to stick with this thought.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of fun. I would love to do this. It's a great idea. People are going to love it.
Yeah. And sometimes you'll have an idea for something and you go, I think that's a good idea. And it might not be at the right time. A lot of artists, when we're talking about painters, sculptors, they starve during their lifetime. And then they die and their paintings sell for $60 million. And part of that is because it's rare. That person is no longer living, so they're never going to create anything else. So there's a limited amount of the paintings that they have created. Mm-hmm. And some of it is that sometimes your genius is recognized after you are no longer here.
Right.
And I have no idea what it feels like, what it must feel like to create something that lives forever. But the music of the Beatles, it must be amazing to be Paul McCartney or Ringo Starr, to know that you have created these amazing works of art that are going to live forever, and generations of human beings have enjoyed them. Mm-hmm. During your lifetime, those guys are still alive.
Yeah.
And, during their lifetime, the generation that when they first broke in, they loved them. Then they had kids. They introduced them to the Beatles. They loved them. Then they had kids, and they introduced them to the Beatles, and they loved them. So it must feel good. But there are artists who put out something and they go, well, this is the best I can do. And people go, yeah, not for me. And then later, people go, oh, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
So my key, and you and I've had this conversation, just create. It doesn't matter if people like it. It
doesn't matter if it's good, bad, because in reality, in your eyes, it's just your opinion, and it's just other people's opinion if it's bad or not.
Well, and create for creation's sake. Mm-hmm. Like you said, when you put the brush on the palette, you feel better. Mm-hmm. That's then do it for that reason.
For all,
who cares what it looks like?
For all people that are an artist that are listening to this podcast or becoming an artist in any sort of shape or form, listen to your heart.
Yeah.
Do it. Whatever you make, people are going to love it. At least as some sort of person, whether it's you, your family, your friends, they're going to enjoy it.
Even if they don't, who cares?
Who cares? You like it.
Yeah. Look, it's exactly what I just said about your mom here. I love that. I can't wait. Yeah, play another one. Okay, here's another one. Whatever. And I'm like, oh my gosh, when's this going to be over? And she would listen to that for days. Okay. But if that guy had never said, I'm going to make music, then no one would say, that's great. I love that. It's the best thing I've ever heard.
If that guy would never go, then people would not know that talent like his existed.
I'm going to put talent in air quotes.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Anything else about creativity that you want to hit on, kid?
No, not really. It was fun talking about your past high school buddies, though.
Yeah. Well, let me just say this. You're talking about art camp and art club?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me just say this to put a fine point on all of this. My advice to you, and I hope that you will always take it, is to always try to find that creative outlet and to never give a rip about what comes out the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Because for the longest time, I could just speak for myself. If I created something and I didn't think it was good, I would judge myself and my own creation way too harshly. I would say, well, that's no good. Now that I'm older and I have more of a worldview and I understand that sometimes you just should create, just make a thing, and it makes you feel better. But also, it's also subjective. So somebody might one day listen to a song that I've written and say, that's amazing. That's wonderful. That's much better than that dummy Applebee song.
Hey, oh, hey, I almost. This is family friendly, sir.
Yeah, you know, I almost. I caught it. But it is a dummy song.
for all the parents listening out there.
Right. I mean, you know, if you just play for your kids will go, boy, that really is, that guy's right. That really is a dumb A song. All right. So before we get out of here, do you have our inspirational quote of the week?
I do indeed. If you want to be successful in a particular field, perseverance is one of the key qualities. Quote, George Lucas.
Well, my gosh.
Yeah.
I promise you, I had no idea that you had pulled that quote when I pulled out George Lucas. But that is perfect for the topic that we, talk about a happy accident.
Yeah.
That just kind of happened organically, but it is exactly what we're saying. Persevere, make your art, do your thing. Don't care about what other people think, what other people say. I'm sure that Dave Matthews could give a rip that I don't like his music because millions of other people do.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just not for me. And that's something that you start to understand the older that you get. So if you're younger and you're listening to this, or I'll speak directly to you, kid, learn that now. Some things are just not made for you.
Yeah, just...
If it hits your ear wrong, it's not bad. It's just not made for you.
It's just not your taste.
Right. And I'm making jokes about the fancy song. It's just not made for me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That song was made for the people who enjoy it. So enjoy it. Mm-hmm. Do the TikTok dance. I don't care. Mm-hmm. Eat your Bourbon Street steak. I don't care.
With the shake.
Yeah, whatever. enjoy that. And don't give a rip about what people like me are saying about it, whether we like it or not, because there are people that do not like the Beatles.
There are people who do not like this podcast, hopefully.
Of course. And that's okay. We're going to keep creating it, regardless of you know, what people think.
Unless one of us just doesn't want to do it anymore.
That's right. With that said, good talk.
Good talk.
All right. We will see you next week. Have a great week, everybody.
You too. Have a great week, everybody.
Wait,
I have COVID brain.
You want another bite at the apple on that one? No, we'll try it again.
Yeah.
Here's the creative process that we tried something and it didn't quite come out the way that we hoped. So in real time, we are going to do take two. There is no editing. We're not going to edit the podcast.
No editing.
This is the way it is. So that didn't come out right. We're going to try it again. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, you know what?
What?
Good talk, buddy.
Good talk.
All right, we will see you next week. Have a great week, everybody.
See you next week.
That was a lot better. To subscribe to the podcast, just find Good Talk Buddy on your favorite podcast app, Apple, Spotify, Google Play Store. You get the idea. Good Talk Buddy. Subscribe now.
And you can also visit our website, goodtalkbuddy.com.
And to send us an email, goodtalkbuddypodcast@gmail.com.
Wow, that's a mouthful.